The U.S. government says there is no way of knowing how often schools restrain or seclude students. Restricting a child's ability to move or isolating them are practices meant as last resorts. They're supposed to be used only when a child becomes dangerous to themselves or others. School districts have to tell the government how often they do this, but as NPR has reported, districts don't always keep accurate records. Today, the Government Accountability Office agreed. Jenny Abamu of member station WAMU reports.
In the past, officials from the GAO said public schools rarely use seclusion and restraint. But now, those same officials aren't so sure.
There is widespread underreporting and misreporting of seclusion and restraint data, and we don't know the extent to which seclusion and restraint is happening in public schools.
That's Jackie Nowicki, author of a new report from the GAO, basically the federal government's watchdog. She says seclusion and restraint data helps the federal government craft policy and enforce civil rights laws.
Absent accurate data, it's difficult to see how education can systematically address the potential misuse of these practices, which, you know, leave some of the nation's most vulnerable public school children at serious risk.
Nowicki says existing data suggests seclusion and restraint mostly happens to children with disabilities. She and her team found that in the 2015-16 school year, 70% of districts nationwide claimed they never secluded or restrained students. In some cases, they reported zero incidents, when in fact, accurate data wasn't available. Among the districts reporting zero were several of the nation's largest, including New York City, Broward County, Florida, and Fairfax County, Virginia.
As a parent, it makes me honestly so sad.
That's Pamela Ananiwu. Two of her children attend the public special needs school in Fairfax County, just outside Washington, D.C. The district reported zero incidents of seclusion and restraint for many years. But following a WAMU investigation, the system is now reporting almost 1,700 cases for the 2017-18 school year alone. Ananiwu says both of her children have been secluded and restrained, and she describes the experience as traumatic.
My son, he's a kindergartner, so that was like his first sort of introduction to school.
Restraint and seclusion are supposed to be a last resort, when students become a danger to themselves or others. Reporting requirements are there to ensure these methods are used appropriately. Kevin Rubenstein is a veteran educator in the Chicago suburbs and has worked with students with special needs for many years.
We all need to remember that while it's not super exciting to admit that this is going on in your schools, there is a lot that we can all learn from this process.
And those lessons can help reduce the use of seclusion and restraint. Rubenstein also says that in some smaller districts, the number of incidents could really be zero. But it's difficult to be sure when districts are hesitant to address and monitor these practices. The GAO says the U.S. Department of Education needs to take, quote, immediate action to remedy misreporting. Education department officials acknowledged that the figures from some districts are questionable and said they've asked for a review. When asked about the accuracy of their data, they maintained that overall, it is reliable. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Abamu in Washington.